Greetings, benevolent viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today's program features Luis Lopez, a caring man who was born in Uruguay and emigrated to Australia in 1974. Mr. Lopez now lives in Wetherill Park in the state of New South Wales, where he promotes recycling, a high-minded practice he has made central to his life. Mr. Lopez has also written the English and Spanish language children's books, The Recycle Gang, which teaches youngsters about reducing waste, reusing items, and recycling. Mr. Lopez's latest book, Green Grandparents, seeks to bring grandparents and children closer together through sustainable living. The text contains stories by immigrant Australian schoolchildren about native recycling methods used by their grandparents. We began by asking Mr. Lopez about his first book written in Spanish.
The first book which I did was La Banda de los Reciclados. That is in Spanish and was the beginning of this project. The back of the is my family,
yeah.
Is my wife and my four grandchildren.
Yeah.
And that's what I say is my treasure. That's the more important part. My life with my children.
In La Banda de los Reciclados, or the Recycle Gang, an array of colourful characters introduce children to commonly recycled and reused items.
We call it Dorado, it's a golden piece of paper which we normally use for presents. And that is the character, cardboard what we use in every box, what we use everywhere. Then a little bottle,
yeah.
Which is this, they got the name of Alexander, my grandson, uh-huh. It's medicine. Then we have this, a tire, mm-hmm. Because everybody uses tires in the world, and it's a big, big amount of wastage, and it's a big problem just to be rid of them.
Yeah.
Now, thanks... technology have been using to, here in Australia at least, I've seen is they're using parks to, when they play grounds, they recycle and they do the floors, which is really good. In this story, we're talking about a ball, what we use in South America or in many parts of the world too. We don't have like the normal ones. We make balls with our mother or grandmother socks. We fill up with papers and pieces of rags, and we tie them up, and then that's where we play soccer, and we learn to play soccer. That's the story.
Another of Mr. Lopez's books is The Green Grandparents, a compilation of stories by children.
And this is a book done by children from three schools. Or two in this area which we live, and one in Kogara, which is the area where they live my grandchildren. This is actually cover the book. What we need to do now, recycle as much as we can, because it's unfortunately we've seen all the problems there are around the world with this increase of the heat. And whatever we can do to help to reduce that, I think it's very important for the environment. I cannot expect to see anything disastrous because of my age, but I'm worried about my great-great-great-grandchildren. Even my grandchildren now, they deserve to have a better planet. And we're trying to help them to understand through this type of project, to think about what they can do, to think what the other people they are doing to help them. And, well, if we work together, all around the world, we can do a lot better. That's our project.
A total of 22 children from diverse backgrounds contributed to Green Grandparents, which features stories from Orlac, Vietnam, Chile, China, Cyprus, Italy, Iraq, Laos, and Uruguay, amongst others.
two of the schools in this area, they say, oh, we love the project and we want to help. And I said, well, all right, what I need is stories from different children from different countries, because we have the privilege to be in this country where we got so many nationalities.
Andrula Condouras, a teacher at a participating school, worked with Louis Lopez to gather stories for Green Grandparents.
The things that they learnt from their grandparents were unbelievable, because over here we just go to the shops and we buy whatever we want. People had to reuse things. They had to use their resources to reuse old clothes and reuse old containers, and just learning how to think about things before they threw them away, if they could be used for something else.
Part of the proceeds of each book sold goes to one of three types of charities, and thus FAR organisations in Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Chile, Spain and Uruguay have received funds.
The first one is organisation helping children. The second one is the organisation we work with abused women. And the third one is with the elderly.
When we return in a few minutes, we'll visit a primary school whose students helped write Green Grandparents. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
It's a really good thing to recycle and that you can save our earth.
We should reuse paper. It's good to recycle for our environment so we can live.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Louis Lopez of New South Wales, Australia, has written books in English and Spanish to help youngsters learn about reducing waste and reusing everyday items. Among his works are The Recycling Gang and Green Grandparents. Let's now visit Mr. Andrula Condouras' class at Prairieville Public School, one of the schools whose students contributed to Green Grandparents.
Now this book, it's called Green Grandparents. And some children from our school went and asked their grandparents about how they used to recycle in their countries before they came to Australia. They couldn't buy new things like we do here every day, so they had to make things out of the things they had. And that's another way of recycling. And these stories are really, really interesting. All right, this first story has been written by Isabella, and Isabella's sitting over here. And her grandmother comes from Italy. She would take apart clothes that were worn out and use them as a pattern to make a new outfit. My grandparents would use different wild grasses as medicines for different problems. If they had a patch of dirt in the backyard, they would all grow their own vegetables and fruits. They used to make jams and sauces. When the plants died off, they collected the seeds for the following year. This one here is from another person in our class today visiting. And it is Paramy's story. And Paramy's sitting over there. And this story is called Recycling in Laos. When my father was a young boy, there was very little money in his family. To make some money, he would collect items such as glass, metal, plastics, and paper that were lying around the house and take them to the recycling plant. He sold them and got some money for them. These materials were separated for sale, which created jobs, reduced pollution, reduced waste for landfill, and generated more income.
Here are some of the children who wrote stories featured in Green Grandparents.
Hi Isabella, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Could you please tell us, how do you recycle at home? What do you recycle?
I get rubbish off the floor and put it in the bin.
because in the bin we have the different sections, that helps it a lot, so I just put it in the right section.
Do you think it's important for us to look after our environment and do all that we can to protect it?
Yes, it is, because the more you don't recycle, the more you're affecting animals and their living. So I believe it is really important.
How does throwing rubbish into the water or onto the land maybe affect the animals?
Some animals might think it's food and eat it, like, for example, turtles eating the plastic bag. If they swallow it, they can choke it. So I think that if we don't throw things in the water, it won't affect them.
I'm talking with Jemima, and she's going to tell us a little bit about recycling and the story in the book. Could you please tell us, where are your grandparents from and how did they recycle?
My grandparents and parents are from Iraq, and they recycled pretty much everything. They didn't let anything go to waste, and to them it was important to renew things so they don't run out, because they weren't that rich, so they couldn't always go on and buying new things.
Why do you think it's important for us to continue recycling nowadays?
It's important to recycle because we could run out of trees because we need paper, and it's more better for the environment than just wasting things and taking them out and then buying new things all the time.
What else can we do at home to look after the environment?
Plant more and recycle more. Recycle and plant more trees and vegetables.
If there are any kids watching the show today, would you have any message for them to look after our environment any better and recycling perhaps?
Littering also wrecks the environment. As I said, always plant things, take care of it, and don't pull out plants and all that. Just recycling is very important. Yeah.
Mr. Lopez has some warm closing thoughts for us.
For viewers that are watching the channel, would you have a message for them to do their bit to help the environment for the generations to come?
Yes, of course. Everyone who can watch this channel can go and say, I can do it. We are going to be a lot better. The main thing of the people this day is, before they start to do something, they already put a no at the front. But whatever is positive and whatever is going to bless somebody else, always you must put the yes at front and do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really pleased to be able to pass this message, and I can testify to every one of you that if we believe in God and we do His word and we do as much as we can to help others, we will be end up with a beautiful planet.
Our respectful thanks go to Mr. Luis Lopez for sharing his wisdom on sustainable living with the children of Australia and beyond. We also salute the students who wrote the stories in Green Grandparents, as their peers can learn valuable lessons from them about caring for our precious planet. Luis Lopez's books are available at www.therecyclegang.com.au. To contact Mr. Lopez directly, please email moroni1@bigpond.com. Thank you, sincere viewers, for joining us today on Good People, Good Works. Up next is The World Around Us, after Noteworthy News. May we all be kind stewards of our Earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.